This week, the Boston Lyric Opera will premiere Bluebeard's Castle. It's a 1918 work from a Hungarian composer, Béla Bartók. In this production, audiences will be immersed in a multi-room installation, all inside Boston's largest cruise port. WBUR's Jen Stanley attended a rehearsal to learn more.
Bluebeard's Castle is based on a French folktale about a fictional duke who brings his hastily wed wife Judith to his foreboding fortress for the first time.
Look at Mama. It is bright now. Look at Mama.
It's dark and there's blood on the walls, and she quickly senses there is something very wrong. Here's director Anne Bogart.
She notices that there are seven doors, and she says, "Dear husband, can I go through those doors and see what's there?" And he says, no, not a good idea.
You don't know what lies behind there.
Scholars have long debated whether the castle's horrors are meant to be literal or figurative, but Bogart says she interprets it as an allegory for hypermasculine sexuality.
I think male sexuality is dark and labyrinthian, has rules and mythology. And women's is brighter, and women talk a lot. It's not so secretive. And so those two extremes meeting is very interesting to me.
Eventually, Bluebeard allows her to open the doors to find his torture chamber, a room full of riches, a lake of tears, and more. She gets to the seventh door, and after much protest, he relents, revealing his castle's darkest secret.
As she had begun to suspect, were the wives that he had had before, who were living in a state of half-dead, half-alive, and she joins them in that horrible state. So in a sense, he murders his wives.
Bluebeard's Castle is a one-act opera that's typically paired with another piece of music. For this production, Bogart chose four songs by Alma Mahler, who was a great composer in her own right. She wrote the cycle before her marriage to Gustav Mahler.
Many, many famous artists who all loved her and wanted to possess her. And every time she entered into one of these relationships, she quashed her own creativity. And so this contrast between Alma Mahler and the world of Bluebeard's Castle is really a war between women and men.
The opera stars American-based baritone Ryan McKinney as Bluebeard and Irish mezzo-soprano Naomi Louisa O'Connell as Judith. Bluebeard's six previous wives are performed by members of Boston-based VLA Dance. At rehearsal, founder and choreographer Victoria Lynn Awkward works with Bogart to capture the physicality of women surviving their oppression.
You know, this is the first time we've really put the wives' moves with this,
yeah.
And it was
yeah.
So great.
Yeah.
You backed up and they all went like that. That was fantastic.
Awkward says they were inspired by 19th century photographs of women who'd been institutionalized for hysteria, a broad term that generally encompassed anything a woman did that wasn't viewed as acceptable behavior.
And so that's a theme that the wives have, is this like inverted hands, these gestures that look a little unhuman-like, and that they get progressively more unhuman-like, progressively more unhinged, especially as Judith and Bluebeard are also getting more unhinged as well.
Bogart says they took liberties to create an unexpected ending that differs from Bartók's original intention.
We have six dancers who portray, in a way, all women whose creativity has been squashed, and they maybe take revenge.
For those daring enough to peek behind its doors, Bluebeard's Castle will be docked at the Flynn Cruise Port in South Boston from tomorrow through Sunday, March 26th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jen Stanley.
River of blood.